Good evening, you guys. John.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you too.
Thanks.
And Robert is with us too, so happy Wednesday.
Oh, good.
As well.
Happy Wednesday, yep. Robert.
Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. Yep.
Getting your some strength back.
Yeah. Feeling a lot better.
Oh, good. That helps.
Yeah, been doing a lot of resting, you know, just resting, which is, I think, the key.
Robert, did you get a vaccine?
I got the Johnson & Johnson.
Wow.
Got that one. I didn't get the booster.
I just talked to a lady today that got the vaccine, and 3 weeks later she got COVID, but she didn't need to go to the hospital. And I said, I told her it was a good thing you got the vaccine. Otherwise, who knows what would have happened. But she still got sick. I mean, she still got COVID even with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other, I guess, you know? And it keeps mutating, so.
Yeah, it's a pretty small incidence, but wow, if you hadn't gotten the vaccine, you might have died. So at least there was some merit in the vaccine.
And I think the variant, too, that I got, you know, just wasn't one of the initial ones. It's, you know, for some not really morbidly overweight.
Yeah.
You know, all those underlying conditions.
Oh, yeah. She basically just had like flu-like symptoms. So she never got really sick, just kind of sick, but not scary sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I told her she was really lucky.
Okay, let me jump in for a minute. I wanna know more about your resting, Robert. What has that been like? And when you say you've been resting a lot, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, during the day, during the evening, what are you doing that's different? And I thought I heard you say that you went to work the other day. Are you still going to work and then coming home early, or what's the deal?
Yes, I'm going to work, and then I'm coming home early, and then just resting, just laying down, you know, and just not really doing anything, just laying there.
That's all you feel like doing, huh?
You know, if I have my daughter, then, you know, I'll engage with her, but most times it's just me, and I'm just relaxing and just laying down. And just recovering, you know, and just getting my energy back.
I hear you.
I do a little bit with the real estate mostly. It's, you know, online, you know, virtually. I don't actually go into the office except once a week, you know, just for the meeting. But after that, I'm just... not doing much, just again, just resting. But I think next month I'll be in a better position where I'm going to be out and about. I'm going to start walking again, you know, and then take your advice, you know, 15 minutes one day, and then maybe the next day, 20 minutes to a half hour, and then the next day, 45, just gradually building up, you know, just to gauge the lung capacity, you know.
Yep.
Is that your daughter?
Because it doesn't take much to get out of breath. No, that wasn't my daughter, no.
Uh-huh.
She's watching her show.
Uh-huh.
Land Before Time.
You know, I'm going to broach something with you. It's probably premature, but I had a kind of a dream this afternoon, a daydream, that you and I could take your car up into this forested area on a Saturday and do a short walk that others would come along later and catch up with us, you know, in the middle of their walk. But it might be, I think, based on what you're just telling me, it's probably not the best time to try something like that.
Maybe the week after, I think. Well, next week, with this Saturday coming, I have an open house at Baronal for my daughter's kindergarten. We're just going to see if that's where we want to send her. So that's 9 to 11
mm-hmm.
on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll jump on the eating class after that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I did want to say, with the, you know, as far as me recovering, you know, and the eating, it's been, I think, easier for me to make the adjustments after this bout, because there are just some things I just don't desire anymore, like the coffee and drinking so much. As a matter of fact, I haven't had a beer ever since. You know, it's just an awareness that, you know, I just really value being whole as in my body, instead of, you know, being impaired for any reason, whether it was, you know, because of a sickness or, you know, because I had, you know, a few too many beers, you know. So
that can happen.
Yeah. So yeah. You know, and also, you know, when I go to the grocery store, I go through the produce section and kind of look and see, well, I picked up some oranges the other day, and I picked up some celery, and, you know, just trying to make the healthier choices. I still have, you know, a bunch of processed canned foods, which I think they're going to be, you know, the emergency 14-week supply that they say you have to have, because we live in Hawaii, you know. But as far as eating whole foods and fresh foods, I think that's the direction I'm starting to head. And sunflower seeds as opposed to candy, that kind of thing.
Very laudable. And
yeah, but if we can make a plan for the next week, Saturday, we can meet wherever you're going to walk. And then, you know, I can, you know, walk a little bit.
I didn't quite catch the end there. What did you say?
Then maybe, you know, not this weekend, but maybe the next weekend.
I got that.
I can meet with the group for, you know, the Saturday walk and just and do a little part of the walk. You know, I sure like to see everybody again, that's for sure.
And that'd be nice.
Maybe we can do a little homecoming potluck Saturday. I'll broach that with the group. We've got Kathy and John and Robert at the moment, 5:30 and 4 in the evening. I hope you guys are underway, Kathy and John. We'll say that we're starting at 5:34 and do some limbering up as usual. in 10 minutes. So I don't know if you know those green lizards. I'm talking about the little reptile, bright green with orange spots on the back. I've got one of those licking a bit of banana about, I would say, a foot away from my head on mine. Yeah. And I just took a, what do you call, a cell phone photo of it. I think I'm going to send it to you guys. Let's see. Jerry and Kathy. I'll send it to you in a little bit. But anyway, you're going. I want to share a little of my agenda. And I also want to follow up on some things that we were talking about with regard to my situation, my eating situation in particular, and having lost so much weight recently. And I thought about that, and I realized that, you know, one of the things that I said was, you know, I want my strength back. And part of that, I think, is getting some weight back, too. And so, you know, I thought, okay, there are several habits that I want to pick up. I want to lift weights at least 3 times a week or do the equivalent with yard work. You know, a lot of times I do some yard work and I consider it a hard workout, and it's mostly upper body, which is what the weight thing is anyway. So it's either a combination of lifting weights or doing the yard work 3 times a week. And then, you know, I realized that I could do more in terms of eating, especially eating protein. And so if I think about what I'm eating that is processed food, you know, usually crackers that I get from Costco, I'll have a snack of crackers. And maybe I have a snack of crackers and some fruit, you know, left over from my breakfast. So the other habit that I want to start is cutting out the processed crackers and substituting protein of some sort. You know, like I have sardines, I have anchovies, I have peanuts, I have salmon, and I can make sandwiches, or I can, you know, do whatever at least twice a day. Usually it's going to be a breakfast and dinner, or breakfast and a snack, but you know, where I used to or have been eating crackers, I'm going to put in, protein, something protein, at least twice a day. And then there was one other thing, I can't remember what it is at the moment, but you get the drift. And so I was thinking that, you know, if I have the group to be accountable for, it's more likely that I'm going to do that, because I can always shine on, you know, figure out a way, you know, I don't have to lift weights, and so on. Anyway, that's my piece on that. We have a few more minutes, and I'm going to just share a little bit of my agenda for you guys tonight. Kathy, I want to find out if you thought about how to make eating a plant-based diet easier and what you've come up with. And start there. And then, John, what was I thinking with you, John? I think what occurs to me is that you seem to be kind of, I wouldn't say at a standstill, I don't know exactly what the word is, the other day when it came to commitment. And so where are you today when it comes to committing to something with regard to, and I'm here, I'm being directive by asking you, where do you, how do you want to control portions when it comes to eating, eating out, let's say, and eating a meal that's larger than you would ordinarily eat at that hour, whether it's noon or morning or whatever. And then Robert, I'm gonna leave it sort of wide open for you because as I told you earlier, I think I cut you off the other day. I think you had something to say, and I want to give you an opportunity to talk about it. And so when we come back from a little break, and when we come back from what he calls limbering up, you can start if you want, since it was kind of you that I left hanging the other day. Okay, got my drift, everybody?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 5:41. I can't remember what I told you, you know, in terms of when we'd start our...
5:34.
That's what I thought. We're 2 minutes away. Let's go for it now. And then when we're through with that, we can take a little break, 3 minutes, and then come back and listen to Robert tell us stuff. Arm swinging. Up and down. Hold your hands out in front of you, twist behind you. Feet together, arms straight up. Lean to one side. Lean to the other. And relax. Look to the side, up and down. Look to the other side, up and down. Shoulder shrugs. Go the other way. Achilles stretch. Rock back and forth, one foot and then the other, slowly. Stand up, spread out. Trunk twisters. We did a lot of yard work in the last couple of days, so this really I can feel the yard work, but this feels quite good. And relax, spread out a little bit more. Groin stretch, back straight, bend one knee, shift over to the other side. Back and forth slowly. Keep your back straight. Stand up. Quad stretch. Change legs. And calf stretch. Change legs. Breathe deeply. And stand up. Let's continue with the walk, everybody. And we'll take 3 minutes to gather our thoughts and become a little more centered. 3 minutes. I just checked my clock and I guess I didn't press the button very well because the clock went off. So we'll assume that we're at 3 minutes now. And I just sent the little image of my reptile friend to you. He or she has the biggest, reddest tongue, and she's doing a workout on that piece of what do you call soggy banana.
Wow,
Robin. That is a red tongue.
Yeah, right.
That guy isn't that bright green.
I've seen them brighter, but that's a pretty good bright green. Anyway, Robert, the floor is yours. If you want to jump in.
Yeah. Well, I think trying to remember what we were talking about the last time. I know we were talking about trying to support everybody. John and his eating, you know, and I think, you know, so we've got this place in IA called Ige's, and they, when I get the lunch plate from them, I mean, it is massive, you know, like any place, right? And so I break down the portions and I, you know, I'll eat half of it, and then I'll eat the next half the next day for lunch, you know. And that's how I would get around, or if I was going, you know, someplace where they had mini plates, I would get the mini plate. Because really, you know, the plate lunches, they're just so much food, yeah. I mean, but you gotta help because you gotta love the plate lunches. It's something they don't have on the mainland that I've experienced, you know, maybe a Mexican restaurant, but you gotta sit down, yeah. And then
Robert, where is this place?
Ige's is in Aea, down by the like a harbor, the harbor center, right by Cutter Ford in Aea.
Oh, okay.
Highway, and then you go further in the back. There's a bunch of shops, yeah, over there. You know, and they do catering. You know, so their food is good, and there's, you know, there's. They're not serving out of, kind of like a storefront. They're serving out of their catering warehouse, you know. And there's a lot of people always. There's a line all the time. And I was thinking for Kathy, you know, the struggle that she has, that you have, Kathy, with a plant-based diet and then, you know, going back and forth and, you know, listening to you, I kind of feel bad because, you know, a lot of times I would try, you know, get Kim to, you know, eat some bacon or some meat and whatnot, but she's pretty set on not going back to eating meats, number one, because, and there's a history of diabetes, you know, high blood pressure in her family. And she's really sensitive to that. She doesn't want to, doesn't want that for her, you know. And when she went to the plant-based diet, she lost a ton of weight. I saw pictures of her before I met her, and you know, she was a big woman. And then now, you know, I mean, she's slim and trim. And part of the reason why she did the plant-based diet was that she was training for the Ironman triathlon in Arizona. So I think that was part of her motivation because of her running, because of her weight. At the end of it, you have to do that marathon and just that weight on her knees. And she used to have to run with knee braces, but she doesn't do that. She doesn't need knee braces anymore. And, you know, with my daughter, I feed her what I eat. And then, of course, the mom feeds her the plant-based diet stuff that she eats. And I got to say, Skylar's growing up, you know, with a really balanced appetite because, you know, she'll eat all her vegetables. You know, I will give it a second thought. Well, I don't know that many five-year-olds that eat all their vegetables on their plate, but she's pretty good at that. Oh, yeah, but for me, the big thing, I think, was just appreciating a healthy, just being healthy after this. That is kind of, you know, because like Brian, you know, he knows I jumped into the walking group so that I could, you know, walk the half marathon, but then, oh, maybe I'm just going to cut the course and, you know, jump in at Triangle Park or something and cross the finish line and get the T-shirt. And you know, to, you know, guess what? You got COVID and you can't even walk 10 steps without being out of breath and thinking about your next 10 steps. And yeah, that was a pretty big eye opener for me, you know. And, I always considered myself a healthy person. But, you know, when it hit me like that, and, you know, they say it doesn't hit everybody the same. Everybody is different. And it also depends on the variant that you got hit with. So I'm just thankful that I am not in the hospital. And I can't imagine all the families, what they went through when their loved ones were hit in the hospital. And some of them, there's a lot of them that didn't make it. You know, so what can I do? And, you know, and eating healthy, I think that was a takeaway, and just changing my lifestyle habits. I think what we're all trying to do is change our lifestyle habits, right? And so that we could have a better, healthier lifestyle. Try to support each other, which, you know, if Jerry was on, I would say to him that, the drinking for me, that just went away. But the eating out, you know, again, yeah, just going grocery shopping, taking that list that Brian had sent to us, you know, going down the list. What do we have? What don't we have? And, you know, not just checking ourselves as what we're eating, but also going through that and marking that, say, hey, this is, I actually like this. Maybe I need to go back and start buying that, you know. You know, I'm not walking, I'm not doing that. I wish I was walking with you guys, but I think I can just, like I said last week or Monday, at least maybe I could try to offer some kind of, you know, encouragement, you know, just to, you know, keep, just stay the course, you know. Yeah, and that's pretty much my two cents.
Well, just like a kind of aiming, John, at a new habit having to do with portions and controlling portions at the, let's call it the Kona, on the Kona trip. My question to you is, what do you substitute Coke and coffee with in order to maintain your energy or what through the day, through the work day?
Yeah, so the coffee, I'm not drinking coffee. I drink teas now. In the morning, it'll be like a Lipton tea. You know, it's caffeinated, but it's just one cup. One cup of tea in the morning. Maybe the Cokes, I'll drink water, but I'll still drink a Coke, but I won't drink as much, you know. I limit myself to one or two, and that was it. No, I'm not drinking, you know, a lot of Cokes. Drinking more water, and that was the thing. That I was really just going to, you know, just substituting, you know, the different beverages, like you said. Because, you know, when you're sick, the thing is to stay hydrated, you know. And so I had these four cases of water in here as my, you know, emergency hurricane stash, you know, and... I just started drinking those waters, you know, just going into that and just drinking the waters and then drinking the teas. And at night, instead of drinking beer, I would substitute it with a tea, that, you know, some kind of medicinal nighttime tea. And just going to teas, I think. when I was sick, I wasn't eating. I was just, my diet was just crackers, you know, soda cracker and tea. And I had water and maybe some orange juice. And then coming out of that, just kind of, that was the base. Okay, now I need to start eating better. What can I start with now? And so the fruits and vegetables I started buying, regulating my portions. Yeah. Eating less red meats, eating chicken and fish.
Yeah, I hear a wide-ranging wish list. And, you know, of course, that's laudable. I have so two questions. One is, how are you going to feel when you get your health back to normal? And what I mean by that is, how are you going to feel about your resolve to drink more tea and water as opposed to Coke? And also, you know, what specifically how would you measure, what specifically would you want to either substitute or create a new habit for? I think it comes to me that you're talking, for instance, about drinking less beer or what in the evening, but I'm not sure whether you've thought about exactly how much, you know, beer versus water versus medicinal evening tea or what. But think in terms of, let's say that you're going to ask the group for support on creating a new habit that sort of outlives your concern for your health and welfare, let's say. And there's a big assumption there that, you know, your current concern or fear and resolve might fade away when things return to normal. And I'm willing to be wrong on that. But, you know, I'm looking ahead at the possibility that that could occur and what you would, how you would deal with it. And of course, one way to deal with it is to make yourself accountable in specific ways, you know, measurable ways to the group. And anyway, those are a couple of thoughts.
I think that's valid, that, you know, maybe later on down the line, it would be like the sense of urgency wouldn't be there. And so, you can fall off the wagon, as it were. I think at this point, you know, I would have to, you know, that I think that's when the struggle really gets, you know, it gets real, right? I mean, just like it is now for Kathy, where, you know, it's like every day, like the choice to go to the plant-based diet or, you know, eat the, you know, the other foods, and then how do I measure it? That's the first thing I would say is the best thing I can do is, number one, not buy the Coke, you know, to buy the cases of Coke, you know, don't have it around me. And then as far as the alcohol, you know, there would have to be a limit. if I were to start drinking again, right? But why would I want to start drinking again? I would have to ask myself, why am I going to start drinking again? What's the purpose? And am I drinking alone? Well, what's the purpose in that? You know, when I have a 4-year-old, 5-year-old that I need to be a role model for, so maybe I don't need to really drink alone to drink, period. You know, while she's in her formative years and she's watching me, that's my motivation for that. Okay, so say if I fall off the bandwagon, okay, well then maybe I need to not drink when I'm with her. Okay, that's one thing. And then limit the consumption. Well, what is the legal limit? They say, well, you drink 2 beers and then that's you're already over the legal limit. I don't know what it is really, but well, then maybe it should be just one. But again, the portions, maybe not during the week. Maybe it should just be, you know, on a Saturday night, you know, just to limit it to that. The caffeine and that's how I would start to address those concerns about whether I were to fall off the bandwagon and start needing support. So if I needed support, of course I would reach out and say, hey, you know, somebody check me to see if, hey, you know, are you drinking? Oh, yeah, by yourself? Why? You know, it's Tuesday. Why are you drinking by yourself on Tuesday? You know, stuff like that. I thought we agreed only on Saturday evening. Oh, wait, you have your daughter on Saturday evening. Yeah, you can't drink on Saturday. Okay, so why are you drinking? Stuff like that. Did you buy the Coke? Did you buy a case?
I'm curious, why do you drink?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for the longest time, since I had moved out, it's been a year. Since Kim and I separated, I think I was just trying to drown my sorrows, the depression of being asked to move out because it wasn't working. But hey, what are you talking about? We got into this relationship. We agreed to have a baby, and here we are, and now you want me out. That was so not fair, you know? And so I think that was a big thing, part of it. And so now, coming out, it's been a year, time has passed, right? But also coming out of this COVID thing and just reevaluating and reassessing. So really, I don't really need to drink as much. You know, I could do it socially if I was at an event or something, but then limit myself just to one drink. But there's really no need. I don't think there is a need for me at this point. And it's really... I don't know. It's just not healthy.
I hear you.
Yeah, but that's it. That's what I have to add. Those are my answers to your questions.
I didn't quite, I'm not sure that I understood what you just said, that you're considering the answers to my questions. Did I interpret that?
No, what I said was these were the answers to your question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it.
That was my head. Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty, Robert. You're dealing with really what I call heavy issues. important life issues. it's way beyond, you know, my substituting, you know, Coke for something else issues. And I think the best thing for us to do at this moment is let you kind of ruminate or mull over, continue to mull over the kinds of things you're thinking about. And we'll come back to you in a little bit. Maybe not today. Yeah. Does that sound okay to you? I mean, are you good with that?
Yeah, that's good. I think I've talked myself out. I'm not much of a talker.
Well, you talked a lot, and you're probably, my guess is that you're a little bit spent, a little tired from the COVID and also from the talking. And, it also puts in context your relationship with Kim and what you were asking me the other day about my relationship with Candace. And, again, it comes back to what we might call life issues, things that happen that we have to deal with. And one of the things that I came back to, I was doing my best in March of 2021 to identify with my depression. Like, I'm depressed and I'm a depressed person. But I eventually realized that I had choices in the matter to be depressed or to be happy. And I think I told you the other night that over a period of, the first 6 months after Candace, I had two relationships with two different women that were, one was about my age and the other considerably younger, mid 40s. And in both cases, neither of the women, both of them dumped me because neither of them liked the vibe of, wanting to be a romantic partner. And so I was still dealing with, quote unquote, rejection. And the feeling of not being worthwhile or, you know, not worthy of a relationship with whomever. And I finally gave that up, you know, and more or less came to it on my own, but then realized that Candace was dealing with the same thing. She had been in a, you know, marital relationship, raised 2.5 kids over a period of, she and Mike got together in the early 70s. So even longer than I was involved with Nancy, for my wife. And then, so now after me, she's trying to figure out a way to and be happy with herself. She probably had an easier time of it than I did. But I finally came to that, and I'm very happy with myself. My focus is on doing things that raise my self-esteem and lower my anxiety. Yard work. Work in the field of coaching, facilitating, that's a prime area for raising my self-esteem. lowering my anxiety. So I realized that I have choices, and they don't all have to do with eating, but eating is a part of it. And, you know, it's part of a commitment to myself to be healthy and live a long life. And I know, and I think everybody knows, you know, what they should be doing and what, you know, where they're falling down. And so I'm just making that distinction about the feelings that come along with certain life, you know, occurrences, happenings. And, you know, in my situation, there are no accidents. I take complete responsibility for Candace moving to the other island. She will say, and I might say, that she moved to the other island for to be near her grandkids and her son. And yeah, that's what she did. You know, she moved over there and 2 miles away from them, sees her grandkids quite often and enjoys it. And she loves being in her garden and doing the kinds of things she does in her garden, like I do. Anyway, she's living life the way she wants. Now, for myself, I'm responsible for her moving. And, you know, it's kind of a karmic situation, because I think that I took advantage of her and I was mean to her. And so that was part of the reason she moved over there. And she'll tell you that, you know, at the drop of a hat, if you were to ask her. And we've talked about it. So you see what I'm saying? There are lots of facets to our life experience. And it's important, I think, that we don't identify with who we think we are in the moment based on our feelings or our experience. We are always able to change what our experience is. And so let's leave it there. And let me move to Kathy, if you're willing to jump in, Kathy. I'm interested and curious as to what you might have thought recently about making the plant-based diet easier for you. Have you had any thoughts?
I think it's more of a mind shift. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm on my earphones and it's really windy.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I just had a mind shift as to what I want to do and what I want to stay away from. And I'm normally really good once I have a resolve. I pretty much. Hold on. I have to run around this guy. I've been really good this past week, actually. So, and it's been really easy. So I think it's more of a decision and a choice. And sticking to it, basically, and knowing that there's going to be temptation, but not really wanting the temptation anymore. So I'm actually pretty good. I don't know how to describe why I can stay away from stuff I couldn't stay away from 2 weeks ago. But I think I just made up my mind. That's all. So that's why it's easy right now. Everything seems to be pretty easy right now.
You're saying it is fairly easy right now. Because you've made up your mind.
Yeah. And that's what happened last year when I first started it. I made up my mind and nothing could deter me. And what deterred me was actually, I know that I'm a black and white person. So those cheat days are not, those things make me fall off when I tell myself I can do this a little bit. And I can't. I'm a black and white person. So as long as I stay on this path, I'll be fine. And I know that I'm definitely afraid of needles. And if they're going to have to stick a needle in my eye, that is more than enough incentive for me to never go back to my old ways. So, yeah. So I'm actually happy. I can actually cook two dinners again and be okay with it.
Can cook so. Both of you, did you say? I didn't quite catch that.
Well, basically, I make a salad, and we eat salad for dinner, but for my husband, I make him egg and meat, and I put it on top, and I don't miss it, and for me, I just put on all my plant-based stuff. And then today, I went to Sprout Sandwiches and got me a hummus with the whole grain with kale and cucumber sandwiches. It was really good, actually. So, right now, I can tell you maybe in a week or two, maybe you can ask me if I still feel the same. But my doctor gave me 2 months, and so I would think that for the next 2 months, my answer should stay the same. It's after that I'm gonna have to really focus and really see what I want to do with my life. So. If it works, I think that would be incentive enough for me to just stay on it. And knowing that I can't cheat. So I think that was my downfall the last time, was that I allowed myself to get the taste of that for the things that I gave up. And I wasn't missing it until I tried it again. So it's choices. And that's what got me here in the first place, are bad choices. So I just have to keep trying to make good choices. And if I fall, I need to get up and not beat myself up and get back on the wagon. But the easier I make it for myself, the easier it is to stay on it. So we shall see. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but right now I feel kind of motivated. I don't know if that answered your question. I don't know how you can make something like that easier unless that's what you really want. I don't know if this diet is for anybody. I'm lucky because I can see what I eat on my blood sugar monitor, and I can see immediately what happens and when I walk. So I think I get immediate results, which makes it a lot easier than most people would get. They would have to wait maybe 3 months to get a blood test. But I see my results right away, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that helps me a whole lot.
I'm glad you're maintaining the diet and that it is easier for you. You know, I have to say that to some extent, I lied when I said that I could understand you. I would say I was picking up about a quarter of what you were saying. And I know it's probably frustrating to you to not be totally heard, but that's the reality. I mean, I focus as carefully as I can on what you're saying, but you know, the words are so blurred that I can't pick up more than about 25%. I am getting the drift. Some things do come through, and it sounds like you're in a pretty good place in terms of the plant-based diet and maybe some of the, compromises that you're making with your husband, trying to figure out ways to prepare a meal for both of you, I think I heard. And, so you make a salad and you give him meat on top and you take something else, I can't remember, or I should say that didn't come through that clear, but I'm getting the drift that you're thinking about it. And I think that's important, really important. And the other thing that comes through is the importance of the plant-based diet for your health, and then the more or less instant feedback that you get, you know, measuring your blood sugar levels to see whether you're on track or not. That came through as well. There may be things that you thought or think are really important, or maybe we've done this in the past that Ron heard something that I didn't hear. I'd be interested in maybe John sharing that, or maybe you, Kathy. Go ahead.
That's actually the gist of what I was talking about. Hold on, I'm trying to walk away because this really big truck like stuck right by me. So I'm staying on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, and he went away. Good thing I went across the street. That was so weird.
You're talking into the phone and I can hear you clearly now.
Yeah, no, I there's this really black, this truck with really dark tint that stopped right in front of me. And then I decided to walk across the street and then it left.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I'm going to stay on the phone making like I'm talking to somebody right now, which I am. Yeah. That's the sucky part about, that's the sucky part of Kalihi.
I'd like to go to John with the time remaining at 6:27 in the evening. We've got maybe 10, 15 minutes. Kathy usually gets off the line about this time, but do you have thoughts, John, based on what I was talking about earlier, or anything that you'd like to share?
Well, one thing I did kind of initiate is trying to control my portions for dinner, because going to Kona was one thing, but that's pretty much only that one day a week, more or less. But dinner is, you know, during the whole week. So what I started is just limiting myself to one average size portion for dinner. And I definitely feel better after dinner because I'm not as bloated. It's just hard to stop after not really wanting to stop as much before. So I'm trying to work on the portion control more. And hopefully the next time I go to Kona, or we go to Kona, if I start feeling satisfied, I'll just ask for a takeout box and take the rest home for later, instead of just trying to finish everything before I leave. But at least the portion control part, I can practice pretty much every day. And I think that might probably be a little wiser way to start instead of just waiting for the weekend, because I know that would make a difference. portion control or not loading my plate to overflowing and just having one serving instead of two big servings, just one kind of average size serving and keep it at that. I noticed during the daytime, this is still kind of a transition, so I'm really hungry during the daytime. And so I try to drink water or eat some fruit just to kind of take the edge off and then watch the portions during dinner. Because it's mostly dinner, because you see, lunch is, for me, is a pretty light meal, and my body's pretty used to that already. So it's more the portion control during dinner, or limiting myself to just one serving. One, I guess, average size serving instead of one big serving of dinner. So I've been doing that now, about a week. And that, I think, to me, is definitely, if I stick to it, it's definitely going to make a difference.
Well, as I said earlier, that's huge. And, it's like high fives for you, man, because that, I think, is, it goes beyond what we've been talking about. And I think you've hit the nail on the head, based on what you've just said, that would make a difference. It will make a huge difference, I think, in the way you feel day to day and how you operate and how you feel in the evening. And
I already feel a difference. It's just a matter of how long I can keep it up or before I go back to the old ways or the former ways, whatever.
Yeah.
But I do notice a positive difference, though, definitely.
That's what I think you gotta ground yourself in. You can worry about, falling off the wagon, but that's kind of useless if you think about it. Just keep grounding yourself in the way you feel. It makes you feel. You feel better. And you'll figure out how to keep it going. And then you can also rely on the group to you've been doing
definitely.
That's outstanding.
So I'll see next week or toward the end of this week. Plus, Vicky left for Sacramento today to see our oldest daughter because we finally finished our mortgage. So we got a home equity loan to help our daughter buy a condominium in Sacramento. So Vicky left today for a week to kind of help our daughter settle in and, help her get stuff for the condo. But for Kiana, that's, I think, a positive step for her.
Yep, again, congratulations. So what are you going to do when she's gone?
I have to make my own meals. And pretty much breakfast and lunch, I make my own stuff. And it's the dinner times that we share. So I don't mind that so much. It's more the portion control part.
Mm-hmm.
because Vicky watches her portions really well, way more better than I do.
Mm.
And so hopefully I can keep the portions under control.
Do you have a goal?
How my pants feel when I put them on.
After eating, you mean, or what?
Or just...
In general.
In general, yeah. That's the easiest, to me, the easiest indicator. It's just how tight my pants feel, mm-hmm. the waist part.
Mm-hmm. What's the goal?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet. How far I'm going to go, or I want to go, or can I go? That's all unknown so far. It's just like a little step right now to see what the result is. So I don't really have a goal to like lose X amount of pounds. I just want to start with the portions and see how much of a difference it makes.
Yep, I got it. Wow, that's really cool, John. Very cool.
Yeah. We'll just see how long it lasts, how strong my resolve is. At least for me, it's mostly just the dinner meal. If it was all three meals, that would definitely be a bigger obstacle. But I'm not too concerned about breakfast and lunch. It's more than dinner. The portion control during dinner. So we'll see.
You know, the thought that occurs to me now is the point I was making the other day with regard to enjoying the treat and the, as opposed to the quantity of food. And, you know, you make food for yourself at dinner, and I suppose that you eat stuff that you enjoy, and that in some ways, the enjoyment is enhanced or prolonged by having a huge meal. But it has repercussions, you know,
Definitely.
Yeah. And so we know what the repercussions are. And it's kind of like a false, what would it be? A false incentive or in false enjoyment. You've given the hint, and that is that you know, at a certain point you're satisfied, and then if you really pay attention, you're not enjoying it too much after that. You're stuffing yourself more or less because it's there, and maybe you're stuffing yourself you're eating because it's there, but you know, there's something going on there, like your mommy told you, you know, eat everything on your plate or something like that. And I think what you're right, that if you cut the portions, you can eat everything on your plate and feel satisfied and not really need anything more. And that's what you're playing with, I think, is the habit.
Yeah.
The sort of the false
yeah.
habit based on a false premise that the more you eat, the more you enjoy, which may or may not
yeah.
be true.
Because I notice the fuller I get, the less I enjoy it. I probably enjoy the meal more at the beginning if I'm hungry. But as I fill up more, then it's not as enjoyable as it was when it started. But it seems like maybe the habit is just to keep going till it's all gone. And so it's not so much enjoyment, it's more the habit.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. You know who John Madden is, right?
Yeah.
I read a book by John Madden about football. And in the book, he said, there are three kinds of people. People who watch things happen. People who make things happen. And people who don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that pretty much says it all.
Yeah, I love that scene by John.
And sometimes they're interchangeable.
Yeah, the different people, or you're one way one time and another way another time. Or?
Yeah. Yeah, or it can vary depending on where you are or what you're facing. Or what's going on in your life.
True. You know, everybody, it's 6:41 in the evening and I haven't done my workout yet. And I'm heading out momentarily. And I'll probably have a nice little snack before I go. But, you know, I'm very happy with our conversations and the things that I'm learning, the things I think that you're learning. This is the first time that I've taught this this course on sensible eating. And I think... I can honestly say that it's hard to imagine, for me to imagine a better outcome at this point in terms of the kinds of issues that we're dealing with and the kinds of results I think that we're having, you know, out of our interest in one another, our support for one another, our concern individually for ourselves and for our own health and fitness. And so anyway, thank you very much for your participation. We're going to meet in Palolo this weekend, and we'll have a conversation on telephone starting around 7. And you know, Kathy, if you wouldn't mind picking me up, I'd really appreciate it so that I don't have to walk to the workout on Saturday. And then I'll either walk back, but I think what I'm going to do is if you come and Jerry comes and maybe hopefully Sally comes, I'm going to stay with you up into the valley. And then if you wouldn't mind bringing me back, or maybe one of the others can bring me back afterwards. And the other one other request is that I can bring my doggy along.
Sure.
You're okay with that the other
yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. Perfect.
We can settle.
Well, Brian,
go ahead, sorry.
Oh, are we gonna resume the 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we will.
Second meeting Saturday too. Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
You know, I'm the only homework is to read the second set of habits, and it has to do with the eating process, filling your mouth, chewing your food, digest and pooping, basically. Read that stuff so we can talk about it on Saturday. Good evening, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye.
See everybody, or
talk to everybody on Saturday.
Yep, sounds good.